Greetings, my fellow Earthlings. Welcome to Raven's Rabbit Hole. I'm your intrepid host, Raven McMinn, and this is my cosmic rabbit hole, a place where we keep an open mind, we question everything, speak our truth loud and proud, we think outside of the box, walk on the wild side, down the roads less traveled, and we always maintain a healthy sense of humor. How you doing tonight, guys? This is the last show of 2023. Can you believe it? Oh my gosh, today is December 20th. Oh my gosh, where's the time went? If you are interested in extraterrestrials, parallel worlds, other dimensions, star seeds, crystals, lost history, metaphysics, quantum science, paranormal phenomenon, or if you're a tinfoil hat designer, then you're in the right place, my friends. But all are welcome here. I describe myself as having one foot firmly grounded in Mother Earth and in science and logic, and the other foot out in the cosmos somewhere exploring the woo-est of the woo-woo. And so each week I try to combine both of those and bring you something that will either expand your awareness, raise your consciousness, or at least at the very least entertain you. So I hope that you do find this next hour either educational, inspiring, or interesting. I know you are, because I have a really fascinating guest here returning to the rabbit hole. I have Lynn Ann Moon. I'll bring her in here in just a minute. And so I want to thank you all for being here and for being in the chat room tonight. And I want to give a special shout out to my producer, Wizard Jay. Wizard Jay, I got to tell you guys, I'm going to send, this is the last show of the year, so I wanted to do a little special thank you. He is as wonderful off the air as he is on the air. And I want to give him a special thank you for saving me. Oh my God. I went and flew by myself to California in July. And when Jay heard that I was going to be in the neighborhood there, he invited me to, you know, have a cup of coffee and meet face to face. You know, we worked together now for several years, you know, and so it's a great opportunity, you know, to get to actually physically be in the presence of somebody, you know, that you know so well. Well, so we had a wonderful little drink at Starbucks, and then he took me and gave me a ride to where my rent-a-car, Hertz rent-a-car place was, right? And oh my gosh, they gave away my car to somebody. And then they wanted me to come up with like $500 to put me in an upgraded car or whatever. And I wasn't late. I don't know what happened or why they did this, but they left me stranded. And so I called Jay, bless his heart. And he was almost home and he turned the vehicle around and then came back and got me and gave me a ride to where my destination was. And I don't know what I would have done without him. And thank you, Jay. You're so wonderful. And thanks for getting us on the air every week and sounding good and for just being the sweetheart that you are. So I just wanted to give him a special. If you have that picture, I have removed my pictures off of my computer onto an external hard drive. If you happen to have that picture handy, if you wouldn't mind throwing that up in the chat room, we got two pictures that we took of us together that day. And I'd like to share those if you don't mind, if you have a minute. Okay. And speaking of chat room, I would like to invite you to be part of the show by going to our chat room. I think I forgot to mention this. One of those days, you know, just kind of scrambled and discombobulated a little bit. So join us in the chat room by going to 12radio.com. On the left-hand side, third one down, you'll see chat. Give that a click. If you've never joined our group before, you'll see another place to click that says ask to join group. And Wizard Jay will be right there to see your request and get it approved. And then once you're in there, just look for my banner that says Raven's Rabbit Hole. You're free to comment and post under there. And so I'm going to get over there and hopefully see, give everyone a little hello before we get started here. This Mercury retrograde is a doozy. I'm not kidding. I have had so many tech problems today, like just trying to open Zoom tonight to get on the show was difficult. And my computer kept acting like it wanted to download something. And I'm like, what? Oh, it's just one thing after another with the computers and stuff. But I think this Mercury retrograde is going to be one of the more difficult ones, let's just say. And this is going to take a minute to get to this. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to check back over to the chat room in a little bit. This is not going to take too long. So I have a few little things here to go over with you before I bring in Lynn Ann. We're going to talk all about the winter solstice and Yule and the roots of where all of this some of our timeless traditions, where they actually really come from. It's fascinating. I wish I could have recorded our conversation that we had this afternoon talking. It's awesome. So anyway, we have a moon in Aries tonight, and it'll be there until tomorrow night. The moon doesn't switch over to go into Taurus until 9:50 p.m. And the sun is entering Capricorn tomorrow. That's hence why it is the solstice. And so happy birthday to all the Capricorns out there. And I know, Tara, you are the 28th or 29th. And I'm sure you're probably there in the chat room, even though I can't see the chat room yet. So birthday shout out to you. And Oliver, his birthday is on Christmas Day on the 25th. So happy birthday to you. I'm the day after Oliver. Happy birthday to me. And I have a very special shout out birthday to the Grand Poobah, as I have nicknamed him. His birthday is today. Happy birthday, Earl. Hope you're listening. And to all you other Capricorn, oh, there's another one. I think it's Denise. Denise Horn, if you're in the chat room, I think you are a Capricorn too, if I'm not mistaken. And I hope I didn't forget anybody. But yes, happy birthday to everyone that is a Capricorn. The Moon Project was going to be scheduled for the 26th, but that's my birthday, and I think I'm going to take myself to the art museum that day, and I don't know if I'll make it back in time or if I'll make it back completely sober. So Jay and I were talking today. I'm not sure if we're going to do it the next day or if we're going to cancel it. So I'll check back with him here in a little bit, or if you can, if it is going, yeah, we'll get back to you on that. So, something is wrong with the, okay. I don't know if you guys could hear that little dee, 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 dee. I don't know. I think I'm
still
on. Sounds
like your telephone.
Okay. Okay, good. Well, you're there at least. Okay. This is just kind of a funny discombobulated show this evening. Lynn-Ann, welcome back to the rabbit hole. I'm just going to bring you on in right now.
Okay.
How you doing?
I am just absolutely delighted to be back with you and Jay tonight. It's just been a hectic year, hasn't it?
I know, but and it's went so fast.
It did. We just have had one thing after another this year. You know, and you were saying on Mercury retrograde, oh my God, you know, and like, it's really not that bad. You know, it's Aries, it's a fire sign. You know, and there can be some quarreling in there, but 'tis the season to be jolly too.
Yes. Yes, it is.
And, you know, and that kind of cautions us to leave the alcohol and the happy stuff alone and to be very present in the moment, you know, so that our holiday goes well, whether it's a mixed up credit card or a mistake in a billing, you know, where when you get these things early, they're usually not all that hard to unravel.
Yeah, a lot of it is awareness, I think, too.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. If you know it's Mercury retrograde, and our listeners know this, then you also know that, you know, be a little reluctant to sign off on stuff. Just for a little bit until that's done and over with. And this being Aries right now, as far as Mercury goes, you know, it's a fire sign. You look at the attributes of an Aries fire sign, and you'll see stubbornness, you'll see a desire to have their own way. You'll see very intense connection too, because they're a fire sign,
right?
So
when the moon is in Aries, it's a good time to join a sports club or apply for a job, any type of self-promotion, you know, things like that. I have this groovy little book about lunar trends, and it has just kind of some silly things, but wearing red is the best time to wear red is when the moon is in Aries. And best time to buy a
retrograde, car. It being retrograde, you have to remind yourself, don't sign anything.
Yeah. Well,
don't buy this stuff this minute. give it a little thought first. You
Mm-hmm.
may find something better or more appropriate for what you're looking for, or you may avoid a scam or a flim-flam. You know,
Yeah,
these things do
yeah.
happen during Aries in retrograde.
And
So,
statistically, they have shown that more luggage gets lost during a Mercury retrograde.
Well, and here we are at Christmas time, Yule, and we're looking at an extreme amount of air travel, train travel, car travel. You know, it just pays to be aware. You know, forewarned is forearmed.
Yes. That's I was just gonna say that. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Well, we are connected, that's for sure. But you know, it's an interesting time of year. We're moving into, of course, solstice is tonight and tomorrow, and it's the time of bonfires, although there won't be one here at my house tonight because it's been raining all day. My wood is red, is all wet and messed up. But you know, there was a time where couples would consider marriage, perhaps maybe for the springtime at Beltane, and it's also the longest night of the year, and
Yeah.
it's the promise. And we've been watching this since we were very young people. You know, the fright is the sun ever coming back?
Yeah.
And of course, we've learned that it does come back. We've learned that everything is cyclical. You know, it's going to happen in cycles. And as more and more of us mature into spirituality, we realize that this too shall pass. You know, whether it's very good times or very bad ones. So,
Everything
yeah.
are based on cycles. I
Oh,
have a
yeah.
really groovy book from the Rosicrucian Library, and I'm amazed at how accurate it is. But they have, of course, the 7-year cycles. You're a brand new person because all of your cells have been replaced,
Right.
regenerated, and they
Exactly.
have then like spans of 7 years, and then for each of those sections, like now I'm at, I think it's 49 to 50 some or whatever. And I probably should give away my age, but that's okay. I'm forever 26. It outlines even like the focus of your life. Like you start thinking about, your legacy, or you start thinking about this, that, or whatever. And I'm just amazed at how they can do
Yeah, and
that.
I've seen people, you know, in their elder years, because as a caregiver and a supervisor for caregiving. And I've watched older folks train a thoughts how they move, and you know, and see that same sort of track happen with each person. Obviously, it's going to be very individual, but they have very much a thought process of when I go, who's going to remember me? You know, and I'm getting on, and this thought doesn't worry me in the least personally, but it does some others that I know. It bothers them a great deal. So, you know, we're very much creatures of habit, but you know, children from a certain age should, we'll say birth to the second year, are busy with the business of getting their body coordinated. You know, three and four, same chore, getting better at it. By five, they're thinking about, okay, how do I communicate with the outside world? You know, then they race into pre-adolescence. And suddenly there's the opposite sex on the horizon, and that's icky. It's like eat all of them, you know. And then by the time they're a teenager, maybe not so icky.
Yeah.
Yeah, and 20-year-olds, what are 20-year-olds thinking about? Getting their education finished up, getting
Finding a life partner.
a career of
Yeah.
a modus of income and a life partner. And
Finding a house and
that really doesn't run to gender. That is getting a partner that you can run with. So, you know, from there you have your kids. Now suddenly you're a young parent wonder what the heck have I done? And then they start reaching their different potentials and you know you've screwed up. And I am joking. I hope everybody understands that. But you know, we then of course they're young adults, they're giving us grandchildren in somewhere in that area. And now you know you screwed up. And I am absolutely bad tonight. But no, I'm not high. I'm this way normally. You know that, Raven.
Oh yes, absolutely, absolutely. And you can find Lin-Ann and I on Saturday nights on the Quantum Show panel.
Right.
And our friend Nathan over there at the Quantum Show, he does an hour solo and picks a topic, and then Lin-Ann and I and a few others will join in. And so we would love to have you guys. There's a chat room and all every
Yeah.
Saturday night at YouTube. I usually post a link there on my Facebook page, but it's the name of the channel is Nathan at the Quantum Show.
Right.
And
Very warm, non-judgmental, and open to practically everything. We'll say practically, because we have found that there are some things we're not open to discuss, but there's not many.
Not many, no, not many at all. I love doing that show.
Oh,
There's
I
a
do
speaking of
too.
lifespans and cycles, you know, they've got a, I just saw this today. Story about they've got an artificial intelligence
Yeah.
computer thing over in Denmark that is predicting the time of death for people.
Oh, Ouija board on stilts.
Basically, it's at the University of Denmark, and it said it is predicting with unprecedented accuracy the lifespan and not only that, but the risk of early mortality.
I don't much appreciate that. You know, in many respects, I don't. One of the reasons I don't care for it, and that's not to say that I don't embrace it in other areas. Humans are very, very suggestible. You know, you tell somebody, oh, you're going to drop dead on this day at this time. You'll have yourself so worked up by that moment that you're liable to keel over just from left brain blowout.
Yeah, well, that's the
You
whole
know.
premise of hexing. When somebody hexed or cursed somebody,
Absolutely. Yeah.
it's they actually would end up doing it to themselves. That's the
Yeah.
whole,
Yeah. And a lot of those kind of dark magics are very much in line with making sure that your victim knows that he's been victimized, you know.
And let their imagination take it from there, and with the law of
And it
attraction thrown
does.
in.
And it does. You know, there's very few people that on there, I won't say never, because that's not true. You know, and there's plenty of people out there say, X me till you're blue in the face. I don't care. You know. And I know a few of them. So, you know, but it's there are some spell work in that don't involve suggestion. It's just simply done. And it can be worse. But does an average thinking human being go after this sort of retribution? Oh, no.
No.
Don't do it. Karma is The karmic payback, and when that karma club gold comes due, it's a high price, you know.
With the feeling of time speeding up, have you noticed is karma speeding up, like almost
Yeah, it
like
is.
you don't have to wait a long time for
No,
the
you don't. You
karma to
don't
come
have to
back. It's
wait.
coming back pretty quick.
I've noticed in maybe the last 15 years, karma has sped up a lot. Before it was more of a waiting game. But you know, I've watched somebody be a jerk in traffic, and the next breath they've done something stupid enough to hurt themselves or somebody else. You know, that's karma, instant karma. And we're such a instant nation these days, where we want what we want this minute.
Yeah, we want it
You
now.
know, karma will accommodate.
I finally made it over to the chat room, so I wanted to really quick
Excellent.
give a few people a shout out here. There's Tara. Hi, Tara. I'm sorry, I couldn't remember if you're the 28th or the 29th, but happy birthday to you too. And there's Pamela. Hi, Pamela. She says hello, Raven and Lynanne. And we have Cindy. Greetings to you too. And we have Renee. Hi, Renee. Welcome, welcome. And Terry Campbell's in the house. And she says hello to you too, Lynanne, and happy holidays to all. And Terry is a 1-2 Listen advisor, and you can find her over there. She's a wonderful astrologer. I highly recommend a reading
Oh,
with her.
terrific.
And
Yeah,
she's the
my
29th,
knowledge
I believe.
is rather on the sketchy side in places. But you know, I seem to remember it when it's most poignant to me, so I'm do all right.
And so I'm looking here to see if I forgot anybody. There's quite a few. Oh, good. Thank you, Jay, for posting that picture of us from July. That was great. He was a
Thanks.
total lifesaver. I don't know what I would have done without him. Okay, so let's get into this. We were talking this afternoon. I wish I could have recorded our conversation. That was really we have some really juicy conversations, I'll tell you.
It's rather like a shotgun blast. You know, it has just as much pattern, you know.
You are such a you're just a vast wealth of knowledge, and I always learn something every time I talk to you.
Oh, you're too kind, too kind.
And I love how you know all about the old ways and those traditions. And I thought that we could steer the conversation tonight towards all the like the pagan roots of the Christmas season and all the
Right. There's a lot
things.
of them, and I will say this gently, very gently, that these old traditions have been going on long before the birth of Christ. You know, because they have been. You know, the traditions and the parties and the happy times have gotten rolled into a number of traditions, really, and not just traditions but religions. So, you know, it's when you sing "Oh Christmas Tree," that is a Druidic tradition of hanging little treats and things for wildlife on their trees. So, and that has evolved, of course, into the beautiful bulbs and the tinsel, and then the little pickle that the Germanics like to put in there. You know, that sour pickle, you get that and you have good luck all year. And of course, that rolls into the Scandinavian spider and the
Spider.
there's a little spider, and he's usually made of glass and tinsel. He's very pretty, but you find
Really?
that
This
on
is
your
news to me.
Christmas
I've never heard of
tree.
this. I don't like
Yeah,
spiders, but
I'm not thrilled with them
that
myself,
goes up
but
my
I
shop
wouldn't
vac.
mind this. Yeah, beat him to death with a stick. Anyway,
Just suck them up the shot back and be done with it. That's what I do.
yeah, it's harm none. Remember that? Anyway, shame on you. But the little spiders that the Scandinavians like to hide in the Christmas tree for their children to find. Whoever finds it's got good luck for the rest of the year. The same can be said with the little pork figurine, the little piggy. And that's in several different traditions around Europe.
I've never heard of that one either. So there's a
Yeah.
Christmas pig?
Yes. You know why? Because having pig, of course, that's German, very German, very, very Russian. That is a symbol of prosperity. Because if you've got a pig on the table at Christmas, you're doing all right.
Okay.
Excuse
Fascinating.
me.
I've never heard of the Christmas pig or the Christmas spider before. Interesting. Now, I have read that Santa Claus is wearing red and white because of the mushroom, the psychedelic mushroom, the muscara.
I don't know that much about it, but Joe and I talked about it tonight a little bit. But you never see a Victorian Christmas card or postcard for this time of year without that
Without that
mushroom on it.
mushroom. Yeah,
And the
exactly.
thing that he told me that was very fascinating was that that has to be completely dried to be safe to consume.
Well, you know what? This is kind of
If
gross,
yeah, if
but
you
they
eat
would.
it fresh, you're gonna die.
The shamans, those mushrooms are, the reindeer love them and they eat them. And they would then collect the urine of the reindeer and ingest that, and then they would do their psychedelic. Yeah. And so the whole bit about Santa Claus and the reindeer flying with pulling the sleigh
Oh,
has to
yeah.
do with them being high out of their mind. These
Yeah,
mascara
yeah.
mushrooms.
And
Yeah.
of course, there's an old recipe for witch's flying ointment, which I recommend to nobody. Okay, do not do this. I promise it's not a good trip. So, they would get so blasted that they would sometimes jump out of windows. You
Oh.
know, I mean,
Oh.
it really, some of the old recipes and spell work were lethal. I just you
Yeah.
didn't want to do it. But we it's solstice. We wake up on solstice day. And now you're looking at the 12 days of Christmas.
That song.
Oh, we had a blast with that, didn't we? Now I promised you I was going to expound on this thing. And it occurs to me that this could be something of an insane mess. And do most people know, oh, it's so quaint, it's so cute, so cool, right? A partridge in a pear tree. Hey, this sounds great. Dinner and next year's fruit. This guy's doing all right, giving his true love a lovely partridge in a pear tree. Then the next day, he gives her two turtle doves. Hey, still good job. We're going to have squab for dinner. Now, three French hens the next day. We're starting to bird out here, but we're doing it. We got it together. We got three French hens. Now, if you've never seen an exotic hen or exotic chicken, you are in for a treat. They are the most delightful looking little birds. They've got little frilly cock combs, and their feathers are cute and adorable. And some of them actually lay green eggs. Now, I'm
Oh,
not
that
lying.
is so
I'm not giving
funny.
you any trash. This is the truth. I've eaten them. Okay, I
Like
got
Dr.
green eggs.
Seuss's green eggs and ham.
Yes. Now, green eggs are fine. They actually have no cholesterol in them. That's
Oh
science.
my gosh, that's so
Yeah,
weird.
isn't that
Green eggs.
amazing? Green eggs. Now the yolk is still yellow. Then there's no tinge of green. But you know, three French hens. Hey, we got this, right?
What do they
The
taste like?
next day, this imbecile sends out four calling birds. Do you realize the smell that this is going to be in the old lady's living room
Got
or
partridges,
parlor?
doves, French hens, and now we've
I
got calling birds.
mean, you're starting to dread the arrival of these things, and the postman's getting irritated. You know? Now we are looking at five gold rings. Hey, five gold rings is marvelous, wonderful, swell. You got one for every finger. This is great. And now you can forgive them because, you know, after all, they did give you a little jewelry, right? Yeah, but the next day, this damn fool goes, gives you six geese a-laying. Do you know how rotten ornery geese are? They will attack anybody they think is going to come onto to their territory and bite them. They'll peck them to death. And the screaming, and that's just yours. Okay. So, you know, now this is there is an aviary going on in this place, and mom's starting to get pissed off. So now, hey, you beg them, hey, listen, these presents are wonderful, but I wish you would stop. You know, don't do this anymore. And they says, oh, they love my presents. I'm going to do this some more. So they send you seven swans a swimming. Now, I don't know what the problem is with the bird thing, but things are
He's got a
not
bird
going well.
fetish.
Yeah. You got plenty of eggs. You got plenty of, and if you think geese are mean, they got nothing on a swan. Those guys will chase you throughout wherever that you're going to make sure that you're going. So will geese, for that matter. But things have calmed a little. You said, listen, we're going to get married, but if you don't stop this shit, you know. So the next day, this crazy person sends out eight maids a milking. Now you have all these damn birds and cattle. Because there's got to be a cow for every maid,
Better be
right?
a cow somewhere.
Yeah, unless something weird's happening. Okay, eight more mouths to feed. Oh, let me explain how excited I am for that. You know? And the next day, it's nine ladies dancing. Wait a minute. They're partying early. I got all this chicken stuff all over the yard and the front room.
There's bird poop
And
to deal with, and now
they're
you
dancing.
said dancing.
And we're not even approaching what happens with cows. Now we're fooling around with all of this stuff. Now you're totally cheesed at your true love, you know, for sending all this company that you didn't want, necessarily want. But now the nine ladies dancing and the eight maids of milking are lonely. So they send 10 lords a leaping. Now, where they're leaping, I wouldn't want to guess at this place. But there's more mouths to feed because now you've got 11 pipers piping. All that racket between the screaming of geese, your mother is still yelling and telling these girls to get out of her kitchen. There's kids,
People
there's
leaping around.
leaping lords. And if they don't get out of her kitchen, she's going to get out the butcher knife.
What
Now,
chaos.
it's
I've
chaotic.
never.
It's horrible. Now we're talking about 12 drummers drumming, in addition to the pipers peeping. I'd kill them all. I got things to do on Christmas Eve. I gotta cook, and these characters are carrying on in my front room.
Oh my gosh, you're killing me. Oh, my sides are from laughing so
No,
hard.
what's so bad about this thing? Now, I haven't even approached what this costs. Your true love, in their effort to explain their love and devotion for you, and of course, your true love is a woman, because the dowry was a responsibility of the betrothed and her family. Okay, this is a dowry list. In other words, get these people out of my kitchen and into somebody else's. Now, how much does this mess cost? I did a cost analysis of this about 10 years ago.
Course you did.
At that time, it was $500,000.
Oh my God, five
She
hundred
paid
thousand.
that kind of money to do this mess. I'd kill her myself. The wedding is off.
I'd say so, yes.
She doesn't have any more sense than this. I don't even want her, you know?
Who even wrote this song? I've always thought it was
Oh, this
just
thing
a
is
weird.
from the medieval times, from the I believe the Renaissance area would have been around 14, 15, 1600.
Mean, what were they thinking? I mean, even back then, why would you send Lords of Leaping
Well,
and all these birds and
if we're yelling and raising hell over this, think of what they felt. They were probably laughing just as hard as we are. You know, but these days we just sing this stuff without any thought process. I don't know if anybody else stays up night worrying about this, but I have, you
Yeah, obviously you have. You did
know.
the whole cost
I mean, this is
Oh.
not just staying forever, you know. These are not your bride's, you know, closest relatives. These are her attendants, her groomsmen for her carriage. They are the musicians for the court. You see what I'm saying? These guys are expensive. They eat, you know.
I think I would
Imagine
be
just feeding this crowd for one evening for one simple meal. You'd have to be several times a millionaire to manage this.
my God, yes. I've always thought the song was kind of goofy, but I mean, I've never really thought about it until you've done this tonight. I'm like, wow.
Is absolutely a scream. And there's others, of course, you know, all I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. What
Oh,
happened to your two front teeth? I want to know.
yeah.
You know.
One of the Lords of Leaping knocked them down the stairs.
Those goofy front ends, you know, that they curved up on their shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just clopped you in the mouth with one, huh? But I mean, some of these lovely songs, of course, have their basis in some of the old ways of speaking. You know, and that's one of them is the 12 Days of Christmas. But that's very much rooted in the old lore that there are 12 days of Christmas after solstice, and each day was pretty well devoted to feasting and merrymaking, at least among the rich. And of course, we don't hear much about the poor and the impoverished.
Right. They had the Romans had Saturnalia, and for a day they would let servants be the master of the house and be servant. That's an interesting.
It is right up until the next day comes around. You know what I'm saying? No, yeah, I've actually thought about this too. I have too much time on my hands, I think.
And at Saturnalia, there's a lot of nudity. There's a lot of public nudity and running a race and
It's very much a Roman festival. And the Romans, of course, were well known for their debauchery and the excesses of wealth, where you just get drunk out of your mind for 12 days. What the heck? And that actually just wasn't one day. They feasted for several. So, and yeah, we have some of our roots in that, but you go further back than the Romans to when we were indigenous peoples in Europe. And the indigenous people of Europe were very much like the indigenous anywhere else. They were rough, tough people. And, they didn't know from 1 week to another who's going to catch, we'll say pneumonia and take half of the tribe with them. So when there was feasting, it was feasting. It was big time. We're going to eat and have a good time because next week we die. And you've heard that. Eat, drink, and be merry.
Eat, drink, and be merry. Yeah, exactly.
For tomorrow we die.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was very much on their minds at that time. The last 100 years in this country, we'll say the last 60, have been relatively, I won't say without worry, because that's not true. But we've had less in the last 60 years in the way of illness and bad things happening than we have in the last several millennium. We've have significant ways to combat illness. We have significant ways to deal with things. We know what we're dealing with. For them, it was spirits. It was ill intent from maybe your local witch. It was all of these ideas. Superstition, where
And
most of that isn't now.
I found it interesting that it's actually the winter solstice that is known for the time to tell ghost stories. You would think it would be, Samhain or Halloween, but no. And I was like, oh my gosh. And that's how they passed the time. It was
Well,
storytelling around the fire at night.
remember what you're looking at here. We're looking at winter time. And whether it's the New World here, or it was England or Europe, there was time of no crop, no food, particularly other than what you could put away. And you were looking at a long winter, and a long winter was several months long. It could literally go on into April. And there wasn't central heating or any of that. There was cover up and hope to God you don't freeze to death. Well, we have knowledge now that many of our early people, say in Rome, but also in Viking longhouses, they learned how to heat the whole house. And of course, the Vikings lived communally. So, and they're the ones who learned to put the cattle in the barn underneath the house and let that heat from grasses that were stored in hay and the animals heat to rise up into the house and keep it warm.
Probably didn't smell too great, but they were warm at
No,
least, right?
yeah, exactly. I think by that time your nasal cavities would be burned out and it wouldn't matter anymore. But the Vikings by themselves were extremely fastidious people.
Yeah,
They
absolutely.
bathed weekly, they attended their hair, they cared about their hands and their feet. And you didn't see a lot of that in medieval times in the in say the United Kingdom or Ireland. You didn't see it in the less northerly
Yeah,
countries.
I read that they would sometimes only take a bath once a year
Yeah,
in the family.
if that often, some of them felt that water was a bad thing.
Yeah.
Well, you look at water under a microscope, and it might very well be a bad thing.
Yes.
Okay. Even then, even when there was crystal clear streams and the rest of it, there was still water activity. And you know, it really wasn't until the 19th, 20th centuries, people learned to heat their water, kill that stuff, and then bathe. You know, so, you know, our history our modern conveniences are so new. Our parents didn't have them, our grandparents didn't have them.
Yeah, isn't that mind-blowing?
Yeah, as a youngster, I stayed with an aunt of mine who lived on a farm with no electricity.
Oh,
Her
wow.
and her family, okay. And water for bathing was done once a week with intermittent pit stops, you know, during the week. But that water was shared.
Oh, wow.
You wonder why there was disease? I
Yeah.
don't.
I wouldn't have to be the first one in the tub, you know.
Yeah, no, I'll tell you who the first one in the tub is. It's generally the baby. Okay. Or the second, because you'd want that water to be warm for them and not have cooled off. By the time it got to you as a teenager, give it up. It's cold. You know, and I know that, you know. But of course, like I said, during the week you had a pitcher and a bowl, wash your face, hands and arms, perhaps your feet, and the rest of it, not so much. You would think
The
so,
aunt,
but no.
I know ancestor worship or ancestor altars and things like that are really popular at this holiday. Do
Yes.
you do any honoring or do you build a special altar for your ancestors?
Actually, that's more done at Samhain. You know, you say your goodbyes at Samhain. That's your sadness for those who have gone on during the year, because you don't have time if you're a farmer and all that to be mourning and moping around. You really don't. You save it for a day and you're sad then. And that's not an exaggeration. The as far as an ancestral altar, I have done that when I've lost family. When I first became pagan, I had a number of family I lost, and I put that was actually the first ritual I ever did for myself was at Samhain. Still my favorite holiday.
Yeah, mine too.
I like candy a lot, but that really wasn't done until really since of about the this last century and this one. You know, there were treats given out like apples or nuts or things like that for children. Maybe a penny for penny candy, but not the free for all that it has become. And of course, that was all done to dissuade the spirits from bothering you during the course of your mourning.
You know, I always feel that the solstice, I feel that there's more magic in the air.
Yeah.
I don't than it sound, but
I
still.
agree. I agree. Remember, Samhain's the end of the year. And then you have your time of no time, which is depending on when Samhain actually occurs, can be anywhere from 2 to 6 weeks. This year, it's 6 weeks, the time of no time. And during that time frame, you make your plan for the next year. That's done at Mabon as well, but more contemplation and consideration is done during the time of no time.
I've never heard of that before. That's a new one. The time of no time.
Well, I
Okay.
think it's rather specific to the Sumerian tribe's tradition. So, but I use it. I use December a great deal for rest and meditation and for seeing friends, for engaging in social things. I don't start a project. I don't do anything like that until time of no time is over.
And that ends, is that the 12
That
days of Christmas?
actually should be finishing up here around the
Oh, it ends at the solstice,
no,
right? Or Yule?
it doesn't. It has a longer time frame because of certain other traditions that are too lengthy to go into here.
Oh, okay.
But
Okay.
it's the kind of thing, though, that when you take some time to think about things for yourself and that, you're renewed, you're better, your frame of mind is better. So when you do go to Yule, which of course we've always celebrated on solstice ourselves. The Christmas has taken center stage more so now in the past years than in any other time. But when you do that for yourself, you allow yourself to enjoy your holiday so much more.
Yeah. Wow. Well, we have talked right down to the end of the hour here.
Sure have. We got at least
Fascinating
three or four
conversation.
more hours in us, don't
I'll never be able to hear that song, 12 Days of Christmas, without laughing ever again. That just
God's
cracks me.
sake, stop it. Just stop
Please
it.
stop it. It hurts. Well, I want to thank you so much for sharing all your wisdom and coming back here and being my guest for the last show of 2023.
Oh, it's been so
And
sweet of you to have me. I appreciate it. I have a lot to share, and there's just so little time.
so little time. Yeah, I know with time speeding up, it feels even less than that, doesn't it?
Oh, it sure
But
does. We got all next year.
yes. Well,
Thank
have a blessed Yule to you and to all of you out there listening. Thank you so much to everyone in the chat room tonight. And do stay tuned. Don't go anywhere because coming up next, we have the Wizard Jay and Alchemist Alan. So there didn't used to be a show after mine, but now there is. And so I'm
Oh,
going to be tuning in for
excellent.
that as well. And I just want to wish everyone a blessed, beautiful, wonderful Christmas. Merry Christmas to those of you who celebrate it that way, and blessed Yule to those of you who celebrate that way, to all of you, and happy Hanukkah. Thank you so much for listening, and I appreciate your support more than you know.
And Festivus for the rest of us.
Yes. You're listening to 1-2 Radio to Raven's Rabbit Hole, and I will see you all in 2024. Thanks, everybody. Good night. Love you.